This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned. Imagine waking up on a Saturday. The sky is blue and the sun is shining bright. You lean over to wake your husband. He doesn't move. You turn him over and notice his lips are blue. You check him. No pulse. Your heart breaks. He's gone. Now imagine you're 911, listening to the screams and wails of a wife who has lost her best friend and husband. She requests CPR instructions, but you know it's too late. This is what it's like within the trenches. In this episode, we will visit the I Am 901 movement, a movement I started to fight the reclassification of dispatchers from clerical to protective and bring awareness to the types of calls that 911 dispatchers answer on a daily basis. Now, you heard the warning at the beginning, but I must warn you again and add that if you suffer from PTSD or have suicidal tendencies, you are listening at your own risk. The stories you're about to hear are all true and come from the dispatchers who lived them. While some stories have a good outcome, the majority are horrifying. This is our reality. Your worst day is our every day. So let's start with a bang. I want you to imagine each story. Become the dispatcher who has taken each call and imagine listening. I heard your children scream as you begged and pleaded for your lives as your husband entered the room. Then I heard the chainsaw. I heard the terrible sounds coming from that room, and then I heard nothing at all. Those screams have haunted me ever since. I'll never forget you or your three young children. Rest in peace. I am 911. I talked to you while you climbed to the roof of your house intoxicated and lonely, telling me of your recent divorce and unhappy kids. You had just lost your job on top of your family, feeling like a failure. You were armed with a gun, planning to jump from your roof while your two sons slept inside. I talked to you while units responded and listened to you. I was a voice of reason in the darkness. I waited with you, begging you just to wait another minute. I'm sending you help. Petey arrived in time to talk to you as you were climbing down. What you didn't know is I myself had just separated from my kid's father and felt like a failure also. I felt hopeless and needed something more. I knew your feelings. Helping you helped me. I am 911. I stayed on the phone with your coworkers as they held your hand and talked to you, begging me to hurry them up. He's gonna die. All the while, knowing there was no chance you would live. The oil-filled machine that had consumed your body was all that was holding you together. Grown men cried on the phone. I waited until I hung up to cry. I'll never forget the helpless feeling we all felt. I am 911. I spoke a sober lifeline to your horrified and pleading screams while the ambulance took forever to find you. Alone in the dark, at the dam with your best mate, who just drowned while the two of you were mucking around. I am 000. I was on the phone with you while your house burned down with your child inside. I will never forget your screams. I pray every day for you. You called 911 from your cell phone and said your husband was going to kill you. Then you disconnected. Police arrived to find blood and broken glass inside your open garage, but you weren't there. I used all of my resources to trace your phone and your car so the police could locate you before he killed you. We found you both alive. I am 911. I heard you trying to stay strong as you told me through tears how your drug-addicted son just shot your husband in the head as he was driving down the highway. You were taking him to rehab. You did so well in staying calm so I could send help. I am 911. I listened as you begged your daughter not to die and to start breathing again. She ate peanuts in a dessert, and the epi couldn't save her. I hear her sweet voice in my dreams. We couldn't save her. I am 911. I listened as you dragged your lifeless girlfriend from the bath to the bed. I listened as you begged her to live. You dropped the phone, attempting CPR. It was too late. I am 911. I heard rustling over the phone as if a pet had knocked the receiver off the hook and heard me trying to get someone to speak to me. My gut told me you were there, needing help. I sent my deputy who, on his arrival, saw a light on in the rear of your home. He went to the back, looked through the window to see blood. Blood all over the floor where you dragged yourself from your bed to your bathroom. I learned you had end-stage lung cancer. Coughing up blood woke you and you dialed 911 praying for help. You made it to the bathroom and died as I desperately tried to get a response from you as my deputy drove to your home. He found you with the phone by your head. I cried for days. I still pray you knew you weren't alone, that I cared, that I wanted desperately to help you, and that you knew you would not be left in your home for your family to find you. I am 911. I kept you on the line as you whispered, "Help me, I killed myself," over and over again. When officers couldn't find you, I used our new map system to give them detailed instructions until they found you, hanging from a tree. I wasn't leaving until they found you. I am 911.
I was the dispatcher who relayed your instructions to the woman to run to you as her husband hunted her with a firearm. My name is Lloyd. I am a police dispatcher.
I am the voice who answered the frantic call from the friend of your children the day their Jeep flipped over. I am the ears who listened to their friend screaming as he told me there's no way your son could have survived. The ears who listened as he told me we might be able to save your daughter if we hurried. I am the hands who typed as fast as they could to relay the tragic details to our dispatchers and units who responded. I am the eyes who read those haunting words on my screen. Male subject deceased, female subject transported via air, life-threatening. I am the heart who broke into a million pieces for you, a stranger I'll never meet. I am the tears that flowed uncontrollably when my shift was over, as I replayed speaking to you when you called in and told me, "I know my daughter was medevaced to a hospital, but no one can tell me where my son is." I, too, am a bereaved parent whose soul aches to my core for the loss of your son and near loss of your daughter. As a bereaved mother, I personally know that your world will never be the same. I personally know the unique and indescribable pain, emptiness, and sorrow felt only by a bereaved parent. I also know the pain that is only felt by the 911 call taker. Although we do not know each other, I think of you often. The loss of your son is a tragedy I will never forget. I hold him, your daughter, your family, and you close to my heart. I am 911.
I was on the phone with you while you drove home to check on your son. You were so calm, telling me you received strange texts from him saying goodbye and he loved you. I listened when the shock hit as you found him bleeding from the head and the gun beside him. You were still calm, describing to yourself, more than me, what you were seeing. You thought he was still alive and breathing because his teeth clenched down on your hand while doing a mouth sweep, and what would be his last breaths. That hope in your voice crushed me, because the moment you realized he was beyond help, you cried to him. "Your baby," you said. It took me long nights to get back to sleep right, although nothing compared to your pain. I can hear everything today and hope you find strength to go on. Just minutes before, my coworker had been talking to your boy. She was desperately trying to find his location and get him back on the phone. I am 911. I was the one who took your call the morning your wife was in labor. I laughed with you as you ran next door to drop your kids with the neighbors. When you returned home, I heard the cries of your newborn daughter. We shared a tear. It was a good day. I am 911. You reported a break-in. Said somebody killed her. My heart broke for you. Later, you confessed. I'm glad you were found guilty. My heart is still broken. She was 5 years old. I am 911. I had to work on Christmas Day instead of spending time with my family. I felt sorry for myself until I got your call. We got flooded with calls for a male hit on the highway while looking at his disabled vehicle. You were his wife. I got your call. You weren't able to cry yet, so you were just screaming in fear. I heard you tell someone to get the kids out of there so they didn't see him. I drive on that highway every time I go to work. No matter what I have going on, I relive that call and hear your screams all over again. I don't know you or your kids, but I think of you all often and hope you're doing okay. I am 911. You called in screaming your baby wasn't breathing and blood was coming out of her nose. The air mattress had deflated while you slept. You wouldn't do CPR no matter how many times I tried to get you to. She died, and I'll never forget your screams for help. I am 911. You were my first solo 911 call. You called in screaming and hard to understand that your mother had been shot by the neighbor who had shot a lot of people that day. I couldn't get you to stop screaming to help your mother. She had taken two to the face. I later found out your mother lived. Your screams still live with me. I am 911. I was the one you told your daddy had set your brother and sister on fire and was looking for you. I heard you scream when he found you, and the phone hit the floor. You were 5, and my last call. I am 911. I took the call when your best friend and roommate shot himself at 19 years old. You were in such shock that you couldn't tell me for sure if he was dead, even though it was visibly obvious, blood in the cup holder of his car. I will never forget that call. I still see you when I go eat with my family, and you are our waitress. You have no clue who I am, but I pray for you each time. I am 911. I was on the phone with you when he pushed you down. I heard you screaming and crying. I tried to keep you calm when he stormed out the front door. I finally hung up when I heard my deputies make contact with you after you put down the phone trying to hide because you thought he'd come back. You survived. I am 911. I answered the phone the day you found your 15-month-old not breathing. Your sobbing will forever be in my mind. I cried for you and for me. Our babies are 20 days apart. I still cry for you. I am 911. I took your call, a typical CNR driver. She was all over the road. When her car went off the road and slammed into a tree, you stopped to see if she was okay. She was slumped over in her seat and the engine had become engulfed in flames. You and your husband tried frantically to open the door, but the fire was too hot. You stepped back and watched her burn, possibly alive. I stayed on the line with you until first responders arrived. They couldn't get to her either. I try to avoid that road. The trees are still burnt. I can still hear your voice. I am 911. I tried to get you to do CPR on your infant, but you were so distraught, you put the phone down next to him. His dying gasps still wake me up in tears. I am 911. I yelled at you to finally convince you to do CPR on your mom. You were 13 years old, home alone. She gave you life, and I listened to you give her life back. I will be proud of you until the day I die. I am 911. I told you that the detective would meet you in the driveway of the house where your daughter killed herself. You sobbed as you told me to tell my kids I love them every day. I promised you I would, and I do. I will never forget your voice. I am 911. Your voice was so calm when you called. It had not yet set in. You said you heard a gunshot. In the next breath, you told me it was your son, taking his own life. You couldn't cry. After the call, I cried for you. He was a friend. I am 911. I had just picked up the 911 line. Seemed nobody was on the other end. Then I heard your mom, home by herself with two little ones sleeping, cry and louder to scream. That 14th second into the call, I heard you take your first breath and let out the most beautiful cry. You are a girl and my first delivery over the phone. You have no idea how much I remember you. I am 911. I listened to you crying as you drove to your parents' house after your mother called to tell you that your father had shot himself in the head. I heard your screams as you arrived to find your mother slitting her own throat. I could feel your pain at the realization that you may have lost both of your parents in that way. I don't know if your mother survived, but I think of you often, and I hope you are doing okay. I wanted to hug you and tell you that you would be okay, but all I could do was disconnect the line and let the responders take over. I am 911. I consoled you and talked you through CPR for the 19-year-old boy you hit with your truck while he was on his motorcycle. You kept crying you didn't see him. You wailed about the loss of life. I talked mom through her screaming when she called later, asking where her only baby was. I had nightmares about those screams for weeks. I am 911. I heard the fear in my deputy's voice as he requested his backup to expedite, all while an armed subject advanced towards him. I then heard the resignation and shock in his voice as he announced shots fired. I am saddened at the loss of life and loss of that deputy's peace of mind, but still grateful he made it home to his family. Such a conflicted pair of emotions. I am 911. I sent you help when you reported your little boy missing. Then, stared into your eyes while testifying during his murder trial, after you tortured and dumped him in the canal before calling me. I am 911. Those are just a few stories from Imagine Listening, an extension of the podcast featuring the stories of the I Am 911 movement. As I go into the wrap-up of this episode, I want it to be known that hashtag IAM911 is meant for all 911 professionals. The point is to share our stories and to get them out there. No one owns IAM911. If it belongs to anyone, it's the men and women who answer the call every single day. I may be the founder of the movement, but it's because of the 911 professionals of the world sharing their stories that have made this a success. I am honored and humbled to be a voice in this and to help you get your stories out there. As always, if you have any comments or questions or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us at WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @901podcast. You can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this episode, along with all of the other episodes, can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and thejabberlog.com. Have a good one.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com.
One last thing. I want to give a shout out and thanks to my good friends Lloyd and Donita for sharing their audio I Am 911 stories. We're still taking story submissions and posting memes as well as notes. We don't plan to stop. But if you would like to share your audio story and have it read on the podcast, send it in to WTTpodcast@gmail.com. I will see if I can set up a voicemail for people to call in and share their stories as well. Have a good one.